Chapter 4, Difficult Times. The March family and Lori were in the living room. They were worried.
"We mustn't cry, girls," said Mrs. March. "We must be strong."
"How can I help?" said Lori.
"Please send a telegram to Mr. Hale at the hospital," said Mrs. March. "Tell him I'll be in Washington tomorrow."
"I'll go at once," said Lori. "What else can I do?"
"Please, take this short letter to Aunt March."
Lori took the letter and left. Then Mrs. March wrote something on a piece of paper and gave it to Joe.
"Joe, go and buy these things for your father."
Joe knew her mother did not have much money.
"Beth, go to Mr. Lawrence and tell him what happened," said Mrs. March. "Meg, come and help me find some clothes for the trip."
Everyone worked busily to help Mrs. March. Mr. Lawrence came back with Beth. He brought some useful things for the girl's father.
"When you're away, Mrs. March, I'll look after the girls," said Mr. Lawrence. "Please don't worry about them."
"You're a true friend. Thank you," said Mrs. March.
"I'm happy to help you, Mrs. March,"
said Mr. Lawrence, smiling. Mr. Brooke, Lori's tutor, came to see the family.
"Mr. Lawrence is sending me to Washington on business," he said to Meg. "I'll travel with your mother and help her when she's there."
Meg looked at his kind brown eyes and thanked him. Mrs. March was happy to have someone to travel with. Lori soon returned with a letter from Aunt March. She did not write kind words, but she sent some money for the journey. Mother put the money in her purse and quickly threw the letter in the fire. When Joe finally came home, she put $25 in her mother's hand.
"This money is for Father," she said. "Bring him home soon."
Everyone looked at her in surprise, especially her mother.
"Where did you get this money, Joe?"
asked Mrs. March.
"I sold my hair," she cried.
She took off her hat, and everyone was amazed.
"You cut your hair,"
they cried.
"Your beautiful hair."
"Yes," said Joe. "I'm happy I can help Father."
She looked at her mother's eyes and knew she did the right thing. Then she looked at her sisters and said,
"I always wanted nice short hair."
After breakfast the next morning, Mrs. March said,
"Girls, promise me you'll be good. Listen to Hannah and work hard."
"We promise, Mother,"
they said. Mr. Brooke arrived with a carriage, and he and Mrs. March left for Washington. The girls were sad, but kept their promise. Joe and Meg went to work, and Beth and Amy stayed at home and helped Hannah. After a few days, they received a letter from their mother. They were happy because the letter had some good news. Mr. Brooke wrote every day, and his letters were also important to the girls. Every day, Mr. March was slowly getting better. The girls tried to be good and work hard, but after a week, they were tired of this. Meg, Joe, and Amy forgot to do things in the house, so Beth did them. She always tried to help everyone. She also went to see the Hummel family every day. One afternoon, Beth asked,
"Meg, can you go and see the Hummel family?"
"I'm too tired, Beth," said Meg.
"Can you go, Joe?"
asked Beth.
"But it's raining very hard outside, and I have a terrible cold," said Joe.
"Why don't you go, Beth?"
asked Meg.
"I go every day, but the baby is ill, and I don't know what to do," said Beth.
"You or Hannah can help him more."
"Ask Hannah for some medicine and take it to the baby," said Joe.
"Amy will be home soon," said Meg. "She can go."
"Yes, wait for Amy," said Joe.
Beth sat down and waited for Amy, but she did not come. An hour later, Beth went to the kitchen. Hannah was asleep by the fire. Beth did not feel well, But she decided to go to the Hummels anyway. She prepared a basket with some good things to eat and left the house. When she returned, she went upstairs to her mother's room. She sat on the bed, and Joe found her there.
"What's the matter, Beth?"
asked Joe. Joe started to sit down on the bed, but Beth put out her hand to stop her.
"Joe, did you have scarlet fever a few years ago?"
"Yes. Meg and I had it at the same time. Why?"
"Oh, Joe,"
said Beth.
"The Hummel baby died in my arms. He had scarlet fever, and now I think I have it too."
"Beth,"
cried Joe.
"My poor, dear Beth. Why didn't I go to the Hummels' house this afternoon?"
"Don't worry about me,"
said Beth.
"Amy mustn't come here because she could get it."
"I'm going to call Dr. Bangs,"
said Joe.
"Get into bed and rest, Beth."
Dr. Bangs came and saw Beth.
"Yes, she has scarlet fever, but she's young and strong. She'll get better. But Amy must leave the house immediately, or she'll catch it too."
"Amy can go and stay with Aunt March,"
said Hannah. But Amy did not want to go.
"I don't like Aunt March,"
said Amy.
"She's boring and unfriendly. I'm staying here."
"Oh, Amy,"
said Joe.
"Don't be silly. You can stay with Aunt March for a week or two. And when Beth's better, you can come back home."
"Yes,"
said Meg.
"Aunt March will be happy to see you."
"But I won't be happy to see her,"
said Amy.
"I'm not going."
Meg, Joe, and Hannah could not convince her to go, but Lori did. He promised to visit her every day and take her for a walk or for a ride in the carriage. So Amy went to stay with Aunt March, and Joe stayed at home to look after Beth.